the midst of what? A crooked and perverse generation. I wonder if that's the same crooked and perverse generation that Peter said, save yourself from in Acts chapter 2, verse 40. The answer is yes. In the midst of that generation, that perverse, crooked generation, here's what he says. In which you shine like stars in the world. I don't want to get scientific and technical here, but how many of you know that, I won't go there. We shine like stars in the world. And it's this phrase, verse 16. It is by your holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Christ so that he can feel good he's accomplished his ministry. Holding fast. Some of your versions, if you have an older version, may say holding out the word of life. I looked up the Greek word and it's interesting. That Greek word is two-sided. And I think that is very important to us today. Peter and John had the author of life within them. Amen? They had that. So they held on to that. That was the thought. That was the faith. That was what got them through. They held on to that in that crooked and perverse generation. But the other side of that Greek word is not only do you hold on, but you hold out. So, and it's not that I hold out, I'm going to make it till the end. It's that I hold out. So you take that which you have within you and the faith that you have and the belief that you have in Jesus and you hold fast, but you hold fast and you offer that out so that your life can shine like stars so people in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation can, first of all, be bewildered. Wait a minute, that's not the way I thought. That's not the way I've heard you all are. Have you ever met anybody or a group of people that you kind of get to know and you go, wait a minute, I thought differently about that's not how you are. That's what the church needs to be when we show the love of Jesus. They need to see it, and we shine like stars. So we need to hold on to that word of life, that author of life. We need to hold him close. We need to have our faith, and we need to be devoted to him. We need to make him a part, a huge part, if not the whole of our lives. But then what we do is we hold that out, we hold him out so others can see who he is, so they, in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, can find the author of life. Amen? That's why we're here. I just don't have any purpose, Jeff. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? Well, let me tell you, here's what you do. You hold on to Jesus and you share him. That which you have, give to those who don't. Let's pray. Father, so oftentimes we hide the things that we have. So oftentimes we might express the things we have in a way that breeds hate, division, and anger. Sometimes that's going to happen. But Lord, we need to hold out love. We need to hold out grace. We need to hold out hope. We need... Just a second. You know, I'm stopping praying here for a minute. Because the Lord put something on my mind that I just want to share. You know, one of the things that we see Jesus doing again and again is whenever he encountered somebody, he always spoke to them not to where they were, but where they could be. Remember the woman that was reached and touched the hem of his garment? Remember that? And when he turned to her, he said, daughter of Abraham. Zacchaeus, he spoke to Zacchaeus, not as a tax collector, but as a child of Abraham. And that's what we need to do. People are born in the image of God, and we need to speak that truth. Amen? So Lord, we pray that you would help us do that. To be able to speak not just who you are, but who they can be in you. Help us, Lord, to be those lights shining in the midst of a dark sky. To be salt which seasons the food. Lord, I pray that as your Spirit works in us, that as we live and have our being in you, that, Lord, they would become bewildered and ask. And we'd be able to, as Peter say, to give a reason for the hope that we have within us with gentleness. Father, let the church be that island, that oasis, that oasis in the desert. Begin in us, Lord. Begin in us. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and bringing a reality of the kingdom to us. Help us to live in it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.